knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, who didn't forget us this week.
No, this week he remembered us.
Who Dean, is this?
Dean, you remember us. It's Wendy and it's me. It's Bill.
The voice is familiar.
We're your friends. You know
I
us.
Can't place it.
Come on.
Bill, Dean, why do you hate Thanksgiving?
I don't hate Thanksgiving. I know it
you know,
sounds
no
like...
No one's going to let this die, Bill.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it at all. Dean, I need
Were
to...
Were you attacked by a turkey?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that ever happened to me. I don't...
Some sort of giblet trauma?
Two words you rarely hear together, but when you do, you know it's ugly.
I wish I could start a band
right
now. Giblet
trauma. Ladies giblet and gentlemen, trauma. Please welcome to the
please
stage.
Welcome to
giblet
Chicago.
Trauma. Whee. I need to congratulate you. I couldn't be more excited, Dean, because you are going to host a very special episode of Family Classics.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
I
it's
love
cool.
this idea.
It
what
is
happened?
Exciting.
You get the book and everything?
I did not think my career could get any better than doing the Victory Auto Records commercial. I thought that that was going to be the first line of my obituary, but now there may be a new one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a special holiday rendition of Family Classics, the old WGN TV movie series that ran for 38 years with first Frazier Thomas showing us some of the, you know, for many of us, our introduction to some of the greatest films of all time.
Dean, am I imagining it or did they show Captain's Courageous every week?
It was not every
week. It was not every week?
Might have been once a month.
I stand corrected, okay.
It might have been once a month.
Sometimes it was Men of Boys Town.
I was going to say Boys Town.
Right.
I was completely going to say Boys Town, which I loved because I don't see this that often when I'm channel surfing, but when I do, I always stop and I always cry.
Yeah. It's very sad when Pee-wee gets hit by the car. Spoiler alert.
Well, mine is when Spencer Tracy grabs Mickey Rooney by the shirt.
Yes.
And gets tough. Tough love. Father Flanagan, tough love.
Father Flanagan and Whitey Marsh, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, it's
They
sad.
Like Thanksgiving.
Yes, they love Thanksgiving. They love Thanksgiving. So how did this come to be, and why is it only a one-time thing? I would like to – I'd watch you host this every
I
week.
I would, too.
Well, we're going to see how it goes, number one.
Yeah.
But
pressure's on, Dean.
We've been wanting – well, all I have to do is stand there and go, here's tonight's movie.
Oh. Oh, now, Dean, refresh my memory because in my head, and if I'm wrong, please forgive me, but there was a library set, and I don't know if that set still exists.
It does.
Hope it does.
Yeah. It does. We have the original set. We donated it to the Museum of Broadcast Communications many years ago, but we brought it back. We cleaned it up a little bit. You'd think they would do a little dusting over there at the museum.
Yes.
We cleaned it up. And we have Frasier's original set, the library set.
Is the painting there? There was a painting of Garfield Goose that I was always told was done by Roy Brown.
That is correct.
It's true.
That is correct. There is a painting of Garfield Goose dressed in an admiral suit.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Uniform. And it was
from an after-hours party at WGN many years ago.
Right. A lot of people don't remember Garfield Goose was in The Village People.
Right. It used to be very fashionable to say around WGN, I've been Garfield Goose, and everybody would just know what you meant.
It was perfectly acceptable
back then
at one
was.
Time here.
Yep.
Roy Brown was the puppeteer before he became Cookie on The Bozo Show. Roy Brown was the artist and puppeteer for the Garfield Goose Show.
Wow.
So he was the one manipulating all the puppets, talking to Garfield on that show, and did all the artwork that you saw for the opening and closing credits, and a lot of artwork that was ever used. And then when he became Cookie, his role as the artist was diminished.
Yeah.
But, we have all of that.
Oh.
We have the chair.
Oh.
The big chair that Frazier, I don't think I ever saw him actually sit in the chair. He always stood behind it while he took a book from the shelf and explained what movie we were going to see tonight. And then at the end of the show, he puts the book back into the cabinet. the bookshelf. And
Dean, will you say these words? And now, if you're quite ready, let us begin. Will you say that?
I say those words verbatim.
Oh, this is really an honor for you to get this. This is really cool.
It's a
We're proud.
Geeky. It's a little geeky.
Well, it was down.
We all have that in us.
It was down to you and Billy Deck, and I'm so glad they gave it to you.
They would have put a little baseball cap on Garfield Goose on the painting.
I'm so glad that I didn't wear the hat now in the audition.
Oh, my God.
All right, so when can people see this? Because I can't wait.
This is going to be on December the 8th. The first run is going to be December the 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. on WGN Television, Chicago's very own Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will be repeated on Christmas Eve, immediately following Bozo, Gar, and Ray, WGN TV Classics, our two-hour documentary we did several years ago.
So, fantastic.
So that'll be, I think that's 3 to 5. I think Bozo, Gar, and Ray, I don't remember the times of.
We'll figure it out. We'll announce
all it. Dean all the time.
For the Christmas Eve show. But, yeah, it's pretty much going to be. You're going to get second and third helpings of Dean for Christmas this year.
And did you say what movie is being shown on that particular episode or not?
I did not, but I can tell you that
it is
the quintessential version of A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version that Alistair Sim.
Oh, it's so good.
Whose title, the actual title, is Scrooge.
Oh, really?
And then when it was released in the U.S., it was released as A Christmas Carol. But when you see the movie, the title says Scrooge on it, and it's a really nice, clean version of the movie.
No swearing.
It's one of the best movies for the holidays, and we're going to run it in its entirety. I will drop into the movie a couple of times, 2-3 times, to talk about the movie, the history of the movie, as Frasier and Roy Leonard used to do.
Yeah.
And I will drop in to talk about and pay tribute to Frasier and Roy and the history of family classics. And, so it should...
so exciting.
It should be a lot of fun. Whether or not we wind up doing this on a regular basis or not will depend on how this goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody just texted, see how it goes. Dean, what could go wrong? You show the wrong movie? That could go wrong.
What could go wrong is nobody's interested in watching it.
Oops, this is Song of Bernadette. What did we do?
Wait a minute.
I'm so sorry.
Lassie.
Malibu's Most Wanted. What? Actually, that's, so whether or not people, actually tune in, maybe they just have really fond memories of this, but are not interested at all in watching the movie. We have to have, we have to have an audience or we can't continue to do it.
Audience, schmaudience.
But the other thing of this is the way that movie rights are handled now are completely different than when Frasier and Roy picked the movies and personally edited them themselves.
Yeah.
These days, the really great movies have gone to the cable channels.
Yeah, right.
TMC and American Movie Classics and some of the other big movie channels.
But Dean,
have
those
rights
guys
to some of the big movies that Frasier and Roy used to show on Family Classics. So we simply, we don't have rights to a lot of the movies that we would like.
But I always thought that those guys kind of, if not lifted the idea, borrowed a little bit from what was being done on Family Classics, the way they'd show a movie and they'd come in and out with little fun facts.
I think so.
Right?
I think so. Yeah, I think Robert Osborne should be sending a nice fruit basket to Frasier and Roy's families for his career. Because it's what he does is essentially Family Classics and what was done.
And Clooney's dad, too. Nick Clooney does the same thing.
That's right. George Clooney out of either would kill him and send a case of tequila over
to do that.
Something to say thank you.
Cheapo. Yep. All right, Dean Richards. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh. It's going to make me cry.
Oh.
Wa-na-na. Beautiful. And then I step out from behind the chair only to reveal that I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, God, that could go wrong.
That's what's going to go wrong. All right, a quick break and then
wait
more
a minute.
With Dean Richards. Stick
well,
around.
On TV.
On TV, anyway. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I know
Dean Richards is our guest. He's going to host Family Classics, and now we hear Creature Features, too, Dean. How about that?
Fantastic. Rich Coe's Look Out, I'm coming after you.
Are you going to ever host the prize movie with Ione?
What is that? Hurts. All right, Dean loves it. I'm missing this.
This was a movie that Channel 7 showed in the middle of the afternoon.
Yep.
And there was a woman, if I'm remembering correctly, looked and sounded like Joanne Worley.
Yes, she did.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would pop in during the movie, and she would make phone calls to people.
Yeah.
And it was like a quiz show.
Right. If you knew what movie Ione was showing, you'd win like $12 or something. It was very exciting.
Right.
How about Lilius Yoga and You? Will you be hosting
that? I remember that. The prize movie with Ione.
Yeah.
Ione Citrin?
Yeah.
Before Oprah, before Phil, before Jenny, there was Ione.
Right. And, oh, wait, I just got a text asking if the three of us can bring back Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Yes. I'm in. I'm so in.
I don't know which is which.
No,
but
it doesn't matter.
I would like to be Fran this time if possible.
You know I got dibs on Kukla, so Wendy, the rest is up to you. Dean, Justice League is finally opening. They've been making this movie for 40 years, and it's finally happening. What do we know?
It finally happened, and it's getting mixed reviews in the press, which I think is unfortunate because I really liked it.
Mm.
It's the DC Comics version of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
It is Batman. It's Wonder Woman. It's Aquaman. Mm-hmm. It's The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Cyborg. And I guess it's not too much of a spoiler alert to tell you that Superman is also in this movie.
Right.
In what capacity, I won't say right now, because he died, as you may remember, in the last movie, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Superman didn't make it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the world is mourning the death of, in this movie, in Justice League, the world is mourning the death of the Man of Steel, and what are we going to do without him, and you know, criminals and forces from around the universe now see an opportunity to take advantage of their wrongdoings with the Man of Steel out of the way. So these other crime fighters, world savers, you know, want to step up, and they realize that they cannot fight the bad guy mm-hmm. of this movie, who is called Steppenwolf, which to me is a very fine theater company.
Yes, it is.
I don't know why they chose to persecute this theater company.
Well, they fought Northlight in the last movie. Remember
they did,
that?
They
that
did.
That was excellent.
They were victorious over Looking Glass and Remy Bumpo.
I don't know what you guys are talking about today, but I hope you're enjoying yourselves.
This is like secret entertainment language here, yeah. Here today.
You're like twins, where they have their own language.
Yeah.
We are two silly boys today. But that is the name of the villain in this movie. So the Batman and Wonder Woman team up and decide to recruit these other people who have special powers and abilities so they can fight off this evil figure who wants to destroy Earth. And the Man of Steel is involved in the plot. I'll just say that much. And I liked it. It is very action-filled. I think it's very characteristic of the DC Comics, of which I was a huge fan. I almost exclusively read DC Comics when I was a kid, not so much the Marvel Comics. Huge Superman and Batman especially, but I like the DC universe personally myself, and I think it's very characteristic of kind of the tone of DC Comics, which is a little bit more serious,
mm-hmm.
but they have lightened it up a little bit. I think they very clearly have responded to the success of the Marvel individual superheroes and the Avengers, which, you know, if we take this last Thor movie, it's pretty much a straightaway comedy.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all comedy now. And I sort of liked that they didn't go that far with the Justice League. There is a lighter tone to it. There's a very definite sense of humor to it, which I think fits just well. This movie is taking a beating online for people who just want, I think people who just want to complain, who are nitpicking this movie to death. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every single minute of it. I thought the performances were good. Special effects were just fine. And a few other little character surprises in this movie that you're going to want to check out. If you go to, I saw it on an IMAX screen, and I think it is worth seeing it on as big a screen as possible. It was pretty impressive looking. But also, I just want to tell everybody who's going to go see it, not only, you know, when the credits start, stay, because there's a little scene that they throw in the middle of the credits, and then another scene that they throw in at the end of the credits.
A bonus scene.
Bonus scene at the end. So don't run out of the theater and don't run out thinking, well, there's my bonus scene. Now I can leave because there's one at the very, very, very end of all the credits as well. Dean's List B+ on this one.
Excellent. Dean, we're so close to being out of time, but really quick, everyone I know says Wonder looks like one of
it
the most incredible.
Awesome. Wendy's.
So charming. Yeah, so charming, so emotional, so touching. It is a tearjerker. It's Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson as the parents of a young boy who has facial differences, like craniofacial diseases. He's born... And his face is not shaped the way most of our faces are shaped. And while he and his family have, deal with it quite well, it's now time for this young boy to go to public school. And he has to deal with possible bullies and barbs and, whatever torture that he's going to take from people because he looks different from everyone else. So it's that story of dealing with all of that, and it's done with taste and eloquence and humor and Jacob Tremblay, who was the little boy in the movie The Room.
Oh, yeah.
He's good. He is the little boy in this movie, and he is quite good. I really like this movie, and I gave it a Dean's List B. There's also a movie that's called Star that's opening this weekend, an animated version of The Nativity told from the animal's point of view.
Oh.
Think you know your nativity until you see some horses and camels talking to each other. I gave this one, it's very nice. It's a Dean's List C+.
That's Dean Richards. He has a special coming on, Dusty's Treehouse. You can see him hosting that. It's going to be fun.
Dean... Come on, Gumby. Let's go.
Dean, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Steve. You too, guys. Bye.
All right, quick break, then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.